is Don.
Yeah, hi Don, this is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm alright, Ruben. How about you, sir?
Doing okay. How can I help you out? I missed your call.
Oh, yeah, not a problem here. We just got an email from our sales partner in reference to this deal, and she was stating that it's not a lease job, but from what she did explain to us, it does sound like it is a finance job, though, in fact. So it was just
is that Dana?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was Dana Miller.
Okay, yeah, I just missed your call yesterday. We were playing phone talk.
Mm-hmm. So I was just trying to see this deal with GWC USA. Well, what is the agreement that you have with guys? Is this going to be a finance job, or what type of agreement is going to has been made on this one?
No agreement's been made. I'm waiting on the customer. I just sent them an email.
Okay. Is this going to fall into some type of lease or finance job? Do you know, or is this going to just be an outright PO type job that they're just going to?
Yeah, I think they're going to work with us for financing potentially. You know, I never tell anyone until I have my signed documents and check. It doesn't really mean anything. But I'm just waiting on the customer, and then it'd be a finance agreement if they wanted to move forward. It makes things a lot easier.
It does. Okay, and typically what we do when it comes to the finance agreements and things like that, we still like to get like a PO or something from you once you've gotten that agreement completed with the customer so we can release it on our end. Because we do kind of understand we're more of a third party in this. Will they pay the original 50% down, or will you guys pay it?
So I spoke to her, and she said they were set up for term. So on most of our transactions, this is kind of a wacky transaction, not in a bad way. It's just a corporate-only kind of transaction. But basically, the program I've got them approved for if they wanted to move forward. And what I was telling Dana is I'd like to work with you guys for financing in the future, whether or not this customer moves forward. But what we would do is we typically do 50-50, which means 50% down we advance on the customer's behalf. And if you as a vendor need more than that, then we can also see what we can do because we're advancing the money. But we're not giving we could give you a PO, but in this case, the customer, you wouldn't be billing Bank of Cardiff. It would be billed to the customer, shipped to the customer.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it wouldn't be going Bank of Cardiff at all.
So correct, because that throws into the tax issue and the resale cert and all that stuff, and this avoids all that messiness.
Okay, so all of that will come from them. Any tax certs or anything would have to come from GW.
There is not giving no tax cert. They're going to pay taxes, I'm sure, unless they're exempt, and we will it's the same as if they're paying cash to you. That's what makes it easy for our program. You don't have to bill us as a leasing company and get our resale and do all that fun stuff and POs from us and set us up in the system. It's just a finance agreement where we're advancing money on the customer's behalf, but we're kind of not in the shadows, but we don't have to be set up in the system, so you don't have to do a lot of paperwork.
Gotcha. Okay, so you're saying there's a PO that could be issued, but it's pretty much going to be from GWC. Is that correct?
Say that again?
I say there eventually will be a PO that can be issued once the agreement has been signed on, but it's going to come from GWC versus from Bank of Cardiff. Is that correct, what you're saying?
Correct. We could do either, but in this case, it's probably appropriate for them to do it, but we can do one. I mean, it's not a problem.
Okay. And that's all it is. When we're dealing with, like, the finance agreements, we understand it's not a lease agreement, but we kind of work it similar as far as paperwork goes. We do anticipate getting some form of PO that from either or that tells us this agreement has been signed, agreed upon, and at that point, we can release the order on our end, knowing that we'll be paid on it, you know. In the metric.
Okay.
First 50 and another 50, you know, whatever point the job has been completed and signed off on or whatever it might be. But that would work for us. So that would work, Ruben. I just wanted to kind of get some understanding. All I had was an email from them, and it sounds like right now it's still in the works. It's not a deal yet. You guys are just working on that. So I'll anticipate hearing a little bit more from you, I guess, as you find out a little more from the customer, sir.
You got it.
All right. Appreciate you. Thanks for calling back.
You got it, sir.
Mm-hmm.